The State Administration and Technology Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Bruzada Cabrera.
Here.
Vice Chair Mooney, excuse. Ranking Member Robinson. Representative Zarrington.
Here.
Basabi.
Here.
Barrero.
Here.
Edmonds. Harris.
Here.
Holcomb.
Here.
Maggard.
Here.
Maney.
Yes, ma'am.
Nixon. Persons Malika.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Stevenson. A quorum is present.
I'm here, sorry.
Thank you, members, and by your presence, we have a quorum. I want to welcome everyone to the State Administration Technology Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or on silent mode. So we have a robust agenda this morning. We will be hearing from Representative Tribolsi. Representative Tribolsi, you're recognized to explain HB 1383.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members. I'm so sorry that you have to be here early this morning, but I sure am glad you are. In 2021, the legislature passed House Bill 735, which prohibits Florida counties from issuing their own contractor licenses for trades that are not regulated at the state level. This bill specifically precluded local governments from requiring a license for painting, flooring, cabinetry, decorative stone, tile, marble, granite, or terrazzo installation, and many more. I voted up on this good bill because having these particular licenses did not prove that you are more qualified than someone else to do the job. These jobs, even if done poorly, do not affect the structure of a home, and quite simply, the cost of doing business has become a moneymaker for local governments. Even in my own district, which includes one county and two cities, a painter would have to pay for three licenses. The unintended consequence of this good bill is that over the years, local governments have created specialty licenses that are not only outside the scope of construction contracting, but also within the scope. For example, someone who installs garage doors for a living, under the original bill, this specialty license is eliminated. And that doesn't sound bad, except that if this goes into effect as of July 1st, 2023, a person who installs garage doors will now only have three options. That option would be to work under the scope of a general contractor, to obtain their general contractor's license, or not have a job at all. House Bill 1383 will restore specialty licenses and categories that fall inside the scope of general contracting by requiring the CILB to establish a certified specialty category for voluntary licensure for the following: structural aluminum or screen enclosures, various marine work, structural masonry, structural pre-stressed precast concrete work, rooftop solar heating installation, structural steel, window and door installation, and hurricane or windstorm protection. The bill also protects local governments the bill also prohibits local governments from requiring a license to obtain a permit for a job scope outside the practice of contracting, and that is the bill.
Thank you for your explanation. I see that you do have one amendment. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you. This amendment, it's a strike-all amendment. However, it includes everything that I just explained to you. However, it further clarifies window and door installation to specifically include garage doors. It also includes plaster and lathe in the list of voluntary licensure. It defines the scope of interior remodeling, just to further clarify what interior remodeling is under this exemption. It exempts a county that is of state critical concern, and it provides that a local government may continue to offer a license for fence installation and erection if the local government imposed such a licensing requirement before January 1st, 2021. And finally, it states a local government may not require a license as a prerequisite to submit a bid for public work projects if the work to be performed does not require a license under general law. And that is the amendment.
Thank you, members. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions, we do have public testimony on the amendment. Carrie Hebrink, Aluminum Association of Florida, waving in support. Carrie Hebrink, Florida Home Builders Association, waving in support. Carrie Hebrink, National Utility Contractors Association of Florida, waving in support. That's public testimony. Debate, members, any debate on the amendment? Representative Holcomb, you're recognized. All right, we'll come back to you. All right, no debate on the amendment. Representative Tribolsi, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
We've closed.
All right, all in favor of the amendment say yay. Yay. All opposed, nay. Show the amendment adopted. We are back on the bill. Members, are there any questions on the bill as amended? All right, public testimony on the bill. Jeff Scala, Florida Association of Counties, waiving in opposition. Carrie Hebrink, Aluminum Association of Florida, here to appear in person. All right, waiving. Nicole Fogarty, St. Lucie County, waiving in support. Michael Fisher, International Door Association, waiving in support. Carrie Hebrink, National Utility Contractors Association of Florida, waving in support. Carrie Hebrink, Florida Home Builders Association, waving in support. That concludes public testimony. Members, we are now on debate on the bill. Representative Holcomb, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Chair Tribolsi. I'm just glad to be here at 8:15 to make sure this bill moves forward. It's imperative that something gets done by July 1st, so thank you.
Any other members wishing to speak in debate? Seeing none, Representative Tribolsi, you're recognized to close on HB 1383.
Thank you, Chair. You know, we have like 45 more minutes. I could ramble on about what this bill has meant to me over the past year, but I do want to thank you for your consideration and allowing just this one bill to be heard today. I know it's a lot to be here in the morning, but quite frankly, I feel like it deserves its own committee for all the hard work that we've put into it. I can't thank staff enough. We've worked for months and months to get this in a place where 90% of the people that have concerns about the original legislation are in a good spot. And that's a good number for me, because at the end of the day, the last thing we want to do is have unintended consequences with bills that we put forward, and the best thing that we can do is make that right when we see the consequences, and that's what this bill does. So thank you, and with that, I close.
Having closed, Emma, please call the roll on the bill.
Chair Busada Carrera?
Yes.
Vice Chair Mooney? Ranking Member Robinson? Yes. Representatives Arrington?
Yes.
Basabi?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Edmonds? Harris?
Yes.
Holcomb?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes, ma'am.
Nixon? Persons Malika?
Yes.
Steele?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
12 yeas, 0 nays.
And by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Members, I once again will anticipate that this will be our last meeting. I want to thank all the members for your participation in this committee. Thank you for showing up and being a part of the process and this important committee, making the walk over to the Knott Building. And I want to thank our unbelievable staff for all their hard work that they've put forward this session. Thank you, each of you, for everything. And Representative Maney moves that we adjourn.